Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to be talking about something called coffee art. I know that it's very popular in Taiwan and other parts of the world where if you order a cappuccino or a latte or something, they'll make a little kind of
design
mm-hmm. in the foam on the top of the cup. But
the cream,
today,
yeah.
Exactly, in the cream kind of or the foam. But today we're talking about these kinds of drawings you can make with spilled coffee or poured coffee. So, indeed, I think what's happening here is that the artist takes coffee from a cup and pours it out onto the table, and then this particular artist by the name of Julia Bernardelli, she probably uses forks and knives and stuff to actually make some kinds of drawings from that spilled coffee. So we are pouring up art for a cause today. A cause, of course, is just kind of charities and things like mm-hmm. that, helping out poor people or oppressed people. In this particular case, it's helping out women farmers who are trying to get a fair shake because of their hard work in the fields
mm-hmm.
down there in South America. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson now, and we'll be right back to discuss it. Whimsical drawings of desert landscapes, glittering city skylines, and breathless tightrope walkers seem to pour out of Italian artist Julia Bernardelli's fingertips. In a way, this happens quite literally. The artist uses spilled coffee, wine, and sometimes even honey or chocolate as the basis for her imaginative drawings. Rather than using a traditional canvas or even paper, the artist transforms her dining room table and the remnants of the food or drink served on it into a world of wonders with her fingertips or dining utensils. What's more, Bernardelli's art may prove as powerful as it is pretty. That's because it's drawing attention to a valuable cause, a project called Women's Coffee, which is empowering female farmers. In the project's promotional video titled Grown by Women, Bernardelli sprinkles coffee grounds over her tabletop, creating portraits, an image of a coffee plantation, and a drawing of coffee's journey around the globe. The art tells the story behind the co-op Cooperativa Agraria Cafetalera, CAC Pangoa, in Peru, and how it's working toward gender equal treatment for female coffee farmers. In developing countries, though women do 70% of the field work, their workload doesn't equate to a fair share of income. That's because they rarely own the land they tend, which usually belongs to the men in the family. Contrary to most female farmers, those in the co-op benefit from each coffee sale, as well as receiving education, technical assistance, and business management skills. These opportunities are not only valuable for women in this field, but also rare in the coffee industry. All of these make CAC Pangoa's initiatives even more significant. While there is still a long way to go in sealing the gender gap, Bernardelli's art in Grown by Women draws on the hope for a brighter future for female coffee workers.
Okay, guys, let's get started. We're talking about a woman who has started making some interesting pieces of artwork for a special cause. First of all, we're going to describe what her art looks like. Here in the first sentence, it has a description saying whimsical drawings of desert landscapes. That's one of the things that she has come up with. Then there's glittering city skylines and breathless tightrope walkers. These all seem to pour out of her fingertips. Whimsical is a word that means unusual and strange, but something that's kind of clever, amusing, something that'll make you smile. Desert, of course, is an area of the world where there's not a lot of green. I grew up in a desert, so you don't have a lot of trees and plants. It's very brown. There's not a lot of rain. So a desert landscape is an area of the world that is just describing a place that doesn't have a lot of trees and grass and pretty stuff like Taiwan.
Mm.
Glittering city skyline. When the sun goes down and the city lights are on, I think of city skylines of Hong Kong or New York. Those are outlines of the city buildings and the lights that light them up that are quite beautiful. And a glittering city skyline refers to those lights that are nice and shiny at night. What's a breathless tightrope walker, Tom?
Breathless? Breathless, right. I think there was a movie earlier this year called The Wire or something like that. It was all about Philippe Petit, who was walking on tightropes. And so when you watch that, you were quite breathless. Oh, my goodness, is he going to fall? He's so high off the ground.
So scary.
So, yeah, when you're really nervous about something, you're kind of breathless. You just can't breathe. And, yeah, like I just said, a tightrope is just a rope from one point to another, and someone walks across it, usually in the circus. And, well, these are the kinds of images that are pouring out of Italian artist Giulia Bernardelli's fingertips. Okay, so she's using her fingertips to create this art. I guess it's kind of like finger painting in a way. You're making these little images of these different scenes, desert landscapes, city skylines, tightrope walkers, and stuff like that. And in a way, this happens quite literally. Okay, oftentimes we say it's pouring out of your fingertips. We use that kind of figuratively, okay? Like, it's not really pouring out, you know. Oh, I'm going to pour out my emotions. Pour out, the meaning basically means of a liquid inside a container is going out of that container in a downward motion into a container, pouring it out. So I'm going to pour out this milk. It's old. I don't want to drink it. Pour it out. Get rid of it. And so, but this is happening actually literally. She's actually doing this with the art. It's pouring out of a cup or something like that.
Well, here it says the artist uses spilled coffee, wine, and sometimes even honey or chocolate as the basis, the tools for her imaginative drawings. If you spill something, though, that usually refers to not wanting liquid to end up somewhere. If you spill your coffee, it comes out of your cup and maybe goes onto the table or your clothes, somewhere that it's not supposed to be. So this spilled coffee, wine, that's another liquid. Honey is a thick liquid, right?
Yep.
Or chocolate might be a liquid chocolate that she's using. She uses these as tools instead of paint, you could say, or maybe a pencil or colored pens. She uses these to come up with her imaginative drawings. If something's imaginative, it means someone's being very clever and creative, and these ideas are really coming out of their minds. They're not looking at something and drawing something. These are images that they have in their own minds that are really creative.
Okay, so here we've got another phrase, rather than one thing, but something else. Okay, so rather than using a traditional canvas or even paper, the artist transforms her dining room table and the remnants of the food or drink served on it into a world of wonders with her fingertips or dining utensils. You could also say instead of, rather than using a traditional canvas or even paper, like most artists do. They use canvas if you're painting or paper if you're drawing. I guess you could also paint on paper as well. So instead of using those traditional materials for artists, she actually transforms her dining room table. She uses her dining room table. She transforms it, which means she changes it from one thing to another. Basically, she is using her dining room table as the canvas or as the paper, and then I guess she just takes a picture of it or something like that. And she also uses the remnants of the food or drink served on it. Remnants are things left over. So, okay, so if you have a meal or something, maybe if you have jitui fun or something like that, you might have some chicken bones left over from your lunch, okay, or maybe some grains of rice that you didn't want to eat or a few of the vegetables or whatever. And then you take that stuff and you just kind of pour it on the table, and then you just kind of move it around a little bit and try to make pictures with those remnants of your food. Also, maybe if you didn't finish your coffee, you didn't finish your wine, you didn't finish your tea, she pours those on the table and then she makes those into pictures as well. That's a pretty cool idea, huh?
And she uses her fingertips as a tool to move those leftovers or remnants around, or even liquid, or dining utensils. A utensil would be either a fork or a spoon or a knife, things that we used to eat with, or maybe your chopsticks if you're in Taiwan. Those are utensils.
I would call those utensils, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what's more, Bernadelli's art may prove as powerful as it is pretty. Why is it powerful? Well, her message is being conveyed or communicated through her art, you could say. That's because it's drawing attention to a valuable cause. Remember, we talked about a cause being some sort of social cause. It's a charity that she's trying to draw attention to, a problem in the world, you could even say. It's valuable not because it's worth a lot of money. It's valuable because it's important. We often talk about how our time is valuable. We're not talking about it in terms of dollars or NT dollars sometimes. We just mean it's important. There are a lot of things in our lives that you can't really sell for money, but they're so valuable because they mean great things to us. They're important. What's this important or valuable cause? It's a project called Women's Coffee. It is empowering female farmers. I always think of farmers as being men, usually, Tom. But you know what? In parts of this world, a large proportion or ratio of those farmers are female. They're women.
Absolutely. Sometimes they make this career choice. No, I don't want to be a business executive or a scientist. I'm going to be a farmer and grow things, although I think a lot of these female farmers, as well as the male ones, pretty much have no choice. That's the career they have to choose.
Maybe their families are farmers.
Something like
that.
But we'll continue with this lesson in just a couple of seconds. Let's have some coffee right now and take a little bit of a break.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要介绍的呢是意大利籍的 Giulia Bernadelli， 她用咖啡字来作画。首先来看到第一段中间提到 The artist uses spilled coffee, wine, and sometimes even honey or chocolate as the basis for her imaginative drawings.在这里呢，我们看到他使用的是洒出来的咖啡、酒，甚至有时候是蜂蜜或是巧克力，来当作他充满想象力的画作基础。Imaginative 当作形容词，解释成为富有想象力的。很容易跟他搞混的另外一个形容词是 imaginary。I-M-A-G-I-N-A-R-Y 则是解释成为虚构的、幻想的意思，而动词 imagine I-M-A-G-I-N-E 这里的发音要特别注意， imagine 则是有想象的意思。 I can't imagine what has happened 则是解释成为我无法想象到底发生了什么事情。回到课文，我们来看到中间后面的句子。 Rather than using a traditional canvas or even paper, the artist transforms her dining room table and the remnants of the food or drink served on it into a world of wonders with her fingertips or dining utensils.在这里 rather than 我们会看到后面有时候加的是原形动词或者是 ving 都可以，还有代表着而不是或者是取代的意思。所以它不是用传统的画布或者是纸，而是呢将纸尖或者是餐具用餐桌上及剩余的供应食物或饮料转变成为充满着奇观的世界。同样的，我们要提醒同学 transform A into B 则是有把什么转变成为什么的意思，而这里的 wonders 则是有神奇、奇观、 的意思。而他所进行的这个计划呢，就叫做在第一段后面提到 A project called Women's Coffee, which is empowering female farmers. 这个计划的目的就是要给予女性农民他们一些力量。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Let's continue with our lesson. We've got Julia Bernardelli. She's an Italian artist, and she's making art with food remnants and drink remnants. She pours that stuff on the table, but she's not doing it just for attention. She wants to call attention to a project called Women's Coffee, and that particular project wants to empower female farmers in the world. Now, in the project's promotional video titled Grown by Women, Bernardelli sprinkles coffee grounds over her tabletop, creating portraits, an image of a coffee plantation, and a drawing of coffee's journey around the globe. Okay, so this is a promotional video. You could probably go to their website, or you could probably see this video on YouTube. It's a promotional video. If something's promotional, it's trying to promote something to spread awareness of that particular idea or that product or that service. So they want people to know about this project, so they've got a video that you can watch, and then lots of people can know about it. Mm-hmm. They're trying to promote themselves. The title is Grown by Women.
In it, it says Bernardelli sprinkles coffee grounds over her tabletop. We talked about how she makes her art in the paragraph just above this one. And it talks about her using her table as kind of like her canvas, you could say. If you sprinkle something, guys, you scatter usually small drops of liquid, usually water you can sprinkle. Oftentimes we'll talk about how it's sprinkling outside. If it's raining very lightly, it's sprinkling. If you sprinkle coffee grounds over your tabletop, you take coffee grounds in your hand and you just spread them over the tabletop. And she's using these to create portraits. A portrait is a picture, usually of someone. That's what we usually call a portrait. Here we're talking about creating portraits, an image of a coffee plantation. A coffee plantation is an area where a large piece of land is used to grow coffee. Those are the crops. We always refer to them as plantations where we grow those. And a drawing of coffee's journey around the globe. So when you grow coffee, you're first growing that plant, it's harvested, then those coffee beans are taken and transported or exported to another country. She actually shows where the coffee starts and where it ends up.
Okay, so that's the journey of coffee around the globe, around the world. So she's showing all these images using coffee grounds. That's, of course, what you get after you make your coffee. I use my coffee grounds to fertilize the plants outside.
Oh, really?
You know, I think it's I read that somewhere. It's a good fertilizer.
Oh, they like that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Don't throw it straight out. You can still use it in the ecosystem. And the art that she creates with coffee grounds tells the story behind the co-op Cooperativa Agraria Cafetalera, or CAC Pangoa, in Peru. Peru, of course, is a country in South America. Lima is the capital, and that's the name of this particular organization. These are all Spanish words here. Cooperativa is cooperative. Agraria means agriculture. Cafetalera means having to do with coffee production. Pangoa, I don't quite know what that means, but in any case, this particular place is in Peru, and it's working toward gender equal treatment for female coffee farmers. Okay, so I guess they don't have gender equal treatment. I guess male farmers get a better deal than female farmers here, so they want to kind of level the playing field. They want women farmers to get paid just as much as the men.
Now, in developing countries, even though women do 70% of the field work, That means they're out there in the fields harvesting the crops themselves, not those big machines you often see harvesting crops. They're women bending over, doing very back-breaking work. It's tough work. Their workload, the amount of work you have is called your workload. It's non-count, guys. It's bukoshu, though. So don't say workloads. I have a lot of workloads.
Ugh.
Your workload is non-count. It doesn't equal to or equate to a fair share of the income. Your fair share refers to what you deserve to have, what you've earned. And your income, of course, is the amount of money you make working at a job or doing something to make a living. That's your income, everything you make to pay for your living costs. Now, that's because they rarely own the land. If you don't own the land, you're really just someone who's a field worker. So they're not getting paid as much. Now, these women, of course, are coming from families of farmers. The men in their family, they tend to make more because the land in a family goes to the men, not the women.
Right. So this might be a patriarchal society there in Peru. So the men own the land so they can control the money, and the women do 70% of the work, but probably don't get 70% of the profits.
No.
And that's what Women's Coffee is trying to do to, again, as I said, level the playing field, make things nice and fair. Now, let's move on to the final paragraph here. It says, contrary to most female farmers, those in the co-op benefit from each coffee sale, as well as receiving education, technical assistance, and business management skills.
Mm.
So contrary to most female farmers. Contrary means basically the opposite of something, not what you would expect. Opposite in direction or nature or meaning.
Mm.
You could also say unlike most female farmers. Most female farmers don't get these kinds of things. But if you're in this co-op and you're a female farmer, you also get benefits from each coffee sale. Every time coffee is sold, you get a percentage of that. You also get a little bit of education. Someone goes out into the field and maybe tells you some different ways to plant coffee. Also, they get technical assistance. Technical has to do with the machines or the skills that you need. They get help with that kind of stuff. Here's a way to, you know, run the machines that harvest the coffee. And also, they get some business management skills. Yeah, once you make your product, here's how you can sell it properly so people don't cheat you. Maybe you don't have to go through a middleman or something like that. Here's how you can do your accounting and stuff like that. These are business management skills.
But unfortunately, these opportunities are not only valuable for women in this field, but also rare in the coffee industry. They unfortunately don't get some of these opportunities that the men do. So we're saying that these opportunities, though they're valuable, they're also rare. Not only, but also seems to be widely used grammar that I've ever seen in Taiwan. Everybody seems to know how to use this grammar. So I will continue on because most of you are very good at not only, but also. Don't overuse it.
Okay.
I see it too much in Taiwan. Don't use this phrase all the time. Now, all of these make CAC Pangoa's initiatives even more significant. Your initiatives here just means their plans or their processes that they're using to achieve a particular goal or aim or to solve a problem. And significant means very, very important. It has a big influence. Now, while there is still a long way to go in sealing the gender gap, there is a space between females and males. We'll call that the gap, right? If you seal it, you bring those two sides together so they're equal. Bernadelli's art in Grown by Women draws on the hope for a brighter future for female coffee workers. If you draw on something, you use it to, I don't know, to inform what you're doing. You use it as a source for what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, I draw on old buildings for my inspiration for art. I like to draw, you know, old buildings and stuff like that.
I draw on my mom's cooking skills when I'm trying to bake a pie here because it reminds me how to do things.
Oh, we learn the best cooking skills from our mothers,
yes,
don't we?
Yes.
So, yes, indeed, it draws on the hope for a brighter future. future for female coffee workers, and hopefully this will also help to keep the price of coffee down. Because we all love coffee, well, most of us do. But in any case, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Here comes our coffee-drinking Chinese teacher.
在这个计划里面呢，有一个宣传影片，它的标题叫做 Grown by Women。 在这里呢，提到了一项艺术的呈现。第二段中间提到 The art tells the story behind the co-op CAC Pangoa in Peru and how it's working toward gender equal treatment for female coffee farmers。这个艺术呢，则是述说了在秘鲁的这个合作社背后的故事，而这个故事呢，则是还提到他想要为这些女性的咖啡农民努力达成性别平等的对待。我们常常在英文里面所提到的合作社，就可以称之为 the co-op。而这里的 gender equal treatment 指的呢，就是性别平等的对待。 gender 比较是我们现在常常提到的性别，我们会用 gender 这个字来取代 sex 的用法。后面的句子继续写着 In developing countries, though women do 70% of the field work, their workload doesn't equate to a fair share of income。在开发中的国家，虽然女性做了70%的农务，但是她们的工作量并不等同于收入应该要有的这些份额。我们首先来看到这个名词 workload 当作名词解释成为工作量，而 equate to 当作动词则是有等同于，而这里的形容词 a fair share， fair 则是有公平的、公正的意思。举个例子来说， that's a fair comment， 指的是那是一个公正的评价。Fair 这个字呢，也可以用来当作是副词， to play fair 则是解释成为要公平行事的意思。第三段的最后一句， Contrary to most female farmers, those in the co-op benefit from each coffee sale, as well as receiving education, technical assistance, and business management skills. Contrary to 在这里解释成为与什么相反。比较特别的是，这样子的计划呢，是可以帮助这些在消费合作当中的女性农民，从每一笔的销售当中可以获益。他们的获益呢，除了金钱上的获利之外，还包括 receiving education， 接受教育， technical assistance， 技术的协助，以及商业管理技巧， business management skills。最后一句提到， While there is still a long way to go in sealing the gender gap,Benadelli's art in Grown by Women draws on the hope for a brighter future for female coffee workers. 希望呢可以借由他的艺术来帮助这些女性的咖啡工作者带来更光明的未来。而在这里的 draw on 则是有利用的意思。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you so much for joining us. And hey, everybody, support this cause. It could help out those farmers in South America, especially those of the feminine gland. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.